ago, she happened to just be playing in Pittsburgh, and within the like first two measures, I shut everybody up around me and just studied her fingers. Her fingers are just so fast. And then ever since then, she's been kind of a go-to for me. She was actually in my very first show, like 8 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. So, yeah. And she comes, you know, she's become a good friend of mine. And so anytime I can get her a paying gig, that's what I try to do.
Oh, well, that's great. She sounds like a great guitarist from the track that we just played. And I know your presenting organization is Steel Kitty Productions. And I see Crystal Lee Morgan on your Facebook among other folks. Do you play yourself?
So I grew up in music. I played the French horn. I played trumpet. I played piano. I can do a number of chords on the guitar, but I prefer to sing. And I actually prefer to sing harmonies with other people. So
excellent. Will you be there tomorrow as well?
I will be there because she's my friend and I want to see her. But I actually am not performing Sunday, but Kelly Zula will actually also be a feature at Acoustic Cafe at Mr. Small's on Monday night.
Yes, I see. And you're going to be hosting that, right?
Yes. So I will be hosting that. And I'm actually really excited for that because anytime I host, I make sure that I have an all-female house band. And that's something that's really passionate, you know, something I'm very passionate about is making sure that women have opportunities in this business. And so, but this year I have three more experienced players along with two younger, newer players. And I'm hoping that that'll bring, you know, some mentorship and just kind of grow the younger generation in music, the younger females in music more specifically.
That's a great goal. I have a friend in California who runs an organization called Women's Audio Mission. And they're the only commercial recording studio of their type operated by an all-women crew. The recording arts is greatly dominated by men. And they've been very successful. And they're also teaching teen women more about the world of sound and sound design. And she's done a phenomenal job with the work she's been doing out there. Terry is her name. Well, I hope it's a good show tomorrow and also on Monday. And maybe next time Kelly's in town, we'll get her to perform here on a Saturday morning. She sounded great.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
She sounded great in the track we just played called Emerson.
Yeah, that's actually all her. She does all of her bass line. She does all of the percussion. That's all her.
I'm not at all surprised. she sounded terrific. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And best wishes for a good show.
Awesome. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
You bet. And thank you to Deb Cook and Kelly Zulo Glitterstein in Millvale tomorrow at 3. And Mr. Smalls on Monday. Bob also gets a Saturday Light Brigade charge for coming up with our high clue. John and Baden also got the correct answer. And we also have a correct answer. Actually, that was from Joy coming up with the right answer. And let me just double check to make sure that I have acknowledged all of the correct people. Bob, oh, Bruce got it too. Bob also sent some information about the Whiskey Rebellion, which we will share in a moment. John and Carrick also got the correct answer. We were looking for Drawbridge. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
I took a puddle full of tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the dang things are. 'Cause they grew legs and lost their tails and hopped right out of sight. When I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight. Crawling up an old scrub pine, rather prickly, awfully tickly, yeah, but I don't mind. I really should have left her on that tree, I suppose, 'cause she flew away on a brand new day, and now I got holes in all my clothes. Everything is possible, although it's send myself to you. If you were the wallpaper, I'd like to be the glue. I didn't know you yesterday, but now look how lucky I am, 'cause I like you much more than there are tulips down in old Amsterdam. I saw a little milkweed pod floating in the air. I said, excuse me, where are you going? It replied, everywhere, 'cause I'm invited by the sky and I'm delighted by the rain. When I land, I'll rest a while and then I'll grow. Then I'll blow away again. Everything is possible, although it's unbelievable, but absolutely said the little engine, said that ugly duckling, said the bubble to the red balloon, to the red balloon. Oh, 'cause I took a puddle full of tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the damn things are. They grew legs and lost their tails and hopped right out of sight. I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight.
Zoe Lewis at the Saturday Light Brigade. So nice to have you here along with us today. Carrie, good morning. And hello to Mike. And while I have a minute, and before I forget, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Whiskey Rebellion, courtesy of Bob in Washington. The Whiskey Rebellion Festival is underway. And among the activities today, a parade will start at 10:30. History and heritage displays throughout the day. Music, including the Jacob Ferry Stragglers, throughout the day today. And you can learn more at WhiskeyRebellionFestival.com. WhiskeyRebellionFestival.com. The Sound Hound is waiting in the wings and is going to come your way in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
I heard him too. He seems to always want to get a word in. Was that a word? It might have been a whole sentence. Who knows? The Sound Hound is here, as he often is, and he is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. He'll see if he can identify the, or if you can identify the sound that he brought. Sound Hound, are you ready? Let me get it from you. Easy. Got it. Boy, no, I didn't get it with my usual pluck, but I did get it. And here's the sound for today. 412-200-5975. Once again. 412-200-5975. If you can identify the sound, a little kibble for my pal. Good luck.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel the town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together. Can do it, just me and you, and a little luck. We can clear it up, we can bring it in for a landing. With a little luck, we can turn it on. There can be no misunderstanding. There is no end to what we can do. Together, there is no end. The willow turns his back on inclement weather. And if he can do it, we can do it, just me and you. Don't you feel?
that's John Pizzarelli. He needs to do a sequel to that album. It's called Midnight McCartney. And the Sound Hound has a number of close answers, but none exactly correct yet. I asked the Sound Hound to play a little bit more of the sound. Here it comes. That's repetitive nature might help. Zach thought it might be a fishing boat on the water. Close. Annie thought it might be fishing. Caden thinks it's drinking water. It does sound like both of those things. Larry in Elwood City, good morning and welcome back from the Great Blue Heron Festival, pulling all-nighters and enjoying life. And he said it sounds like getting into a swimming pool. It does, although in this activity, you would not get wet. At least that would be the hope. John and Carrick guessed getting into a tub. Tommy in Virginia thought it might be rinsing a garment or a cloth. Bruce thought it might be a babbling brook. 412-200-5975. Charlie, good guess. The opening sound in the song Monster Mash. It does sound like that, but it's not. Patrick Flaherty in South Park. Sorry, Patrick. Patrick in South Park has the exact correct answer. Well done. I didn't think I was being a little concerned because this one is very, very specific. Here's a little bit more of the sound. Can you solve it? Can you? 412-200-5975. We'll leave it open for just another minute or two. 412-200-5975. Sean and Addie thinks it might be the sound of dunking something in the water. It's not that. John and Carrick just got the correct answer. Bill in Homer City, well done. He just got the correct answer. And Annie, you got the correct answer just now. Not hand washing clothes, Linda, but a good guess. John and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer. Did you? Can you? The answer says the Sound Hound is the sound of rowing a canoe. We would also have accepted a kayak or a rowboat, but the act of rowing or paddling. Well done if you got it, and we ask the Sound Hound to enjoy a little water straight from our imaginary canoe.
We don't need a motor, we don't need a sail, and we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple, we'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake and float till we can no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down the river. We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern. I'll move us forward and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple, we all need a friend in this current moment instead of looking around the bend. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river.
Floating down the river, it's a beautiful day. The birds singing with such bliss. A paddle in my hand and the trees above. It don't get any better than this. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? Ripples on the water travel far and wide, and fish jump in front of me. I steer to the left and back to the right, pretend I'm on the high seas. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? Banks of the river are soft and green, perfect for a lunchtime stop. I dig some worms for the fishing rods, then it's back into the water I hop. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? I said, I canoe, can you canoe too? I canoe, can you canoe too?
Francis England at the Saturday Light Brigade and Blue Canoe, and before that, the Okie Dokie Brothers and Can You Canoe, Can You? Can You? A few additional correct answers coming in. Bonnie up in Northeast Pennsylvania got the correct answer. So did Nick in West Mifflin. Tommy in Virginia had a guess of dipping water from a barrel. close. Angie also had a guess of a washing machine. Annie knew it was rowing a boat or paddle boarding. And I believe I mentioned all of the other correct answers, John and Addie, John and Carrick, Bill and Homer City. And Patrick in South Park as well. And an honorable mention, if not a correct answer, to Zach, who said it was a fishing boat on the water, if you're rowing it. Indeed, it is. And Caden, nice to have you with us. Caden thought it might be drinking water, which is a great guess. It's nice to be on the water. It's nice to not have any water coming down from the sky, at least during our solar concert series. And that's just the way it was when we kicked it off this past Thursday. We had a great concert with Miss Freddy's Home Cookin' Band, and our concerts continue free every Thursday at 12:15. Liz McBride is the performer this week, and you can join us on the lawn at Nova Place Plaza, just upstairs and outside of our studios. The concerts begin at 12:15. You can see the whole schedule at slbradio.org. This week, Liz McBride. The Solar Concert Series is a collaboration of SLB Radio, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Museum Lab, and Nova Place, and is powered by our friends at Zero Fossil. Well, how about a nice walk? And how about a nice walk in Carnegie? Kate McGrady is here from Art Smiths of Pittsburgh, and the Carnegie Arts Walk starts today at noon and continues until 6. Kate, I know it's a busy day. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm great, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell us about the Carnegie Arts Walk. What can folks expect today?
So a lot of people don't realize the depth of the arts organizations in Carnegie. So we have organized this event, and it is the Carnegie Arts Walk, to encourage people to come on down and walk Carnegie and check out all the great things that are happening here. In addition to the organizations that will be running different programs, exhibits, there's an outdoor plein air painting event going on, and then the street is closed and we have live music, demonstrations from the Pittsburgh Glass Center and Touchstone Center for Craft, and strolling performers, and lots of things for families to engage with art.
It sounds fun. I'm looking at the plein air outdoor painting event, at least the listing of it, and this is going to be led by Philip Salvato, who is owner of the Third Street Gallery. Can you describe what that will be like? Will there be lots of painters creating art sort of in front of other people?
Yes. Plein air is painting outside, and essentially friends, artists of Phil's, are, and Phil himself, will be dotted around Carnegie sitting outside painting. And then I think it's at 3 or 3:30, Phil is having an exhibit where all the work that was painted will be available for people to see and, I believe, purchase as well.
That's really exciting. And I'm looking, there's 33 different stops on the map. And I am pretty amazed. It's been a while since I've been to Carnegie. How deep, as you put it, the arts community is there. It's amazing.
Yeah, those are, we were amazed once we started really talking to everyone and reaching out to everyone. And that's not even all of the organizations. There are ones who, you know, weren't able to put something together for the day. But that just that number shows the authenticity of how the arts are celebrated in Carnegie. And we feel that this event is going to be really fun and very great for people to learn about Carnegie.
There's one I see here that I think is really cool, Kate. It's called Blackout Poetry at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. You take a page from a book and you black out all the words except the ones that you want to use to make a poem, and you end up writing a poem with the words that you didn't black out or paint over. What a cool idea.
Yeah, the library came up with that. The Carnegie Library, and Carnegie is named for Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie built the Carnegie Library here in 1901. And the event, the Blackout Poetry, they will be at, there's a library park that was just opened in April, and that is a hillside park leading up to the library. And at the bottom, they will have the pages. They're already blacked out from books. They'll have like what book it's from, and then you take the words and create the poetry, which I just think is super fun.
Yeah, what a great idea. And also, St. Peter and St. Paul Ukrainian Orthodox Church will be open for tours, as well as a 3 p.m. presentation about the iconography associated with the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. So many activities. I just can't get over. I didn't know the Hannes Wagner Sports Museum is there at the Historical Society. My goodness.
In the Historical Society. His house is here in Carnegie. The home that he lived in is here in Carnegie.
Wow. If you go to visitcarnegie.com, you can see all of these items. I'm looking at them now. And better yet, go to Carnegie today between noon and 6. I hope it's a good day for you. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Oh, just that I am with an organization, a nonprofit, ArtSmith of Pittsburgh, and we moved to Carnegie in 2020, and we did it because this is such an awesome arts community, and people of all different backgrounds work really well together, and I feel that it is an extremely welcoming environment. I would encourage everybody to come on down.
Well, thank you so much, Kate McGrady, and good luck for the day today. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much. Take care.
Carnegie Arts Walk today, July 9th, from noon to 6, and thanks to Kate McGrady from ArtSmiths of Pittsburgh. Coming up, we're going to visit with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, the importance of being earnest, opens in just 6 short days. We'll talk about that play. Lots of fun to come, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, on a network of great community radio stations, as well as internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, KRDP Indy Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network, where you can listen by phoning 515-605-9542, TuneIn Simple Radio Stream, Radio Garden, and other aggregating apps, plus slbradio.org/radio.
kind I ever seen. It was down the barrel. First road I ever been. It was dark and narrow as a rule, but I know you read your magazines. You probably heard my name. Reading all your magazines, following my fame. Baddest thing I ever done was just to be a fella. But that didn't seem to work with you. What happened to your mother? Don't need this can of beans, so get back to your magazines. Check what's on page 92. There's a recipe for loving you. It's a cooking little recipe. All you're needing is a fellow. Why couldn't that boy be me? I'm as mellow as a cello, but I want to know how come my cello don't play for you. It needs to play your Ricky's Blue. Play a song a day. I might as well throw the thing away. I might as well throw the thing away. But you're still looking at my darker side. Side I never denied, but I'm changing every day. And you're still picking on my weaker points, and I've been loosening up my joints to make my cello play. Where you getting all that stuff you read? Round the corner do you shopping? Sounds like some kind of basic need. That would really get you hopping. You can hop on this, I know. You're recognizing me. I'm on page 12 and 43. Got the music, so just relax. I play my cello to the max. I've got to play my cello for you. It needs to play your Ricky's Blue. To play your
Dan Hicks and my cello here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm excited because in just a few moments, you are going to get a chance to hear from the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. They are presenting the importance of being earnest. And we'll talk about that production. They do a play every year, at least one play, in addition to the Gilbert and Sullivan musicals you've come to love, which are plays too, but a different kind of play. We'll talk with them in just a moment here on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, I'm surrounded by actors. I should ask them my favorite question about actors. Maybe I'll do so, but first, let's have them each introduce themselves to you. They're from the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards. The Importance of Being Earnest opens July 15th and runs through July 30th at the Savoy Yards Studio Theater in beautiful downtown Bellevue. And I'll let you each introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, my name is Anna Gergerich, and I play Cecily Cardew in The Importance of Being Earnest.
Hi, I'm Jordan Hightower, and I am actually the understudy for Cecily, but for today I will be stepping in as Gwendolyn.
How nice. Now, you're not going to be trying to, you know, elbow your lead or anything. There's always those plots, right, in movies, and that doesn't happen.
No,
of course
it really
doesn't. Okay, we'll keep you two a suitable distance from each other.
Thank you.
Now we're besties.
Anna looks scared all of a sudden. I don't mean to start anything. And hello.
Hi, my name is Marcia Mayhack, and I am the director.
Nice to meet you, Marcia. And then finally.
Hi, Larry. I'm Robert Hockenberry. I am the production manager and technical director on this one.
Good to have you back. So who can talk a little bit about the play itself? It's well known to many people, but not to everybody. So would one of you like to kind of explain the basic premise?
Absolutely.
They all looked at you at the same time.
It's such a fun show. It's all about truth and deception, particularly when it comes to romance, and the upper classes of British society. It's really, really a funny show, and it involves a lot of men pretending to be something that they are not and thinking that they are successfully fooling the women that they are trying to win over, when in fact the women, as always, know exactly what's going on.
So it's true to life, Marcia. Is what,
Very relatable.
It sounds like it. What a shirt you've got on here. It says, talk, is it Darcy?
It says, talk Darcy to me.
And Darcy is?
Fitzwilliam Darcy from Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
There, you see, I'm willing to advertise my ignorance. That's not a book I've read. I like it. It is known as a really funny play. So what is your character like, Anna?
Sure. So Cecily, she is just barely 18. So she definitely has a sort of independence about herself. She is one of the protagonist's wards and lives in his country house. And then her potential suitor comes to said house to kind of pretend to be someone else that she greatly admires. And jokes on him, she greatly admires him anyway. So yes, she's very young and energetic, but she's very, very fun and very intelligent as well.
And Jordan, you're in the understudy role for that character, but who's what character are you representing today?
So I'm reading for Gwendolyn today. She is the love interest of one of the lead characters, Jack Worthing, also known as Ernest Worthing, to Gwendolyn at least. And, you know, she is your typical young eligible bachelorette from Victorian England, and you know, she falls in love with this man who is called Ernest because, you know, there's nothing more important than being earnest, apparently. And so she, you know, definitely tries to win over the affections of her mother for Mr. Jack, who, you know, Lady Bracknell is not very keen to let her daughter, you know, marry this person whom she doesn't really understand his societal status or, you know, his economic background.
It's really a funny play.
It is.
I haven't seen it in a few years, but I really enjoyed it when I did. Can you tell us a little bit about what the theater space is like? A lot of folks don't know that you're headquartered in Bellevue now, and I did not know that you were able to establish a theater space there.
So we are renting a what many people call a shotgun space. It's a very long, narrow office space that was a pharmacy for many decades, up through, I believe, the 70s, and then it was an assortment of tchotchke stores that sold collectibles or sports memorabilia or cold beverages or whatever the case may be.
I remember them all, having a... spent most of the last, 30-some years in the neighborhood there.
And so what we've done is we've slowly been renovating it from a very dirty and filthy space into a flex space, so that every summer and then every Christmas we had built a stage. And we set up risers so the audience can see it. There's not a bad seat in the house, and curtains and portion it off. And then the show will run. And then the next week I have to tear it all down so it turns into a big open space where we can rehearse the 40-person operas.
What a great use of the space. Do you find people coming in off the street wondering what's going on in there or knocking on the door?
That's exactly why we have a sandwich board with the logo of the show we stick out on the street. We get all sorts of people very curious stopping by.
Jordan immediately giggled. Are people like auditioning in front of the window or anything?
We've had people converse with us through the glass windows while we're trying to set stuff up. We had some fun neighborhood children during Pirates that kept coming in the middle of rehearsal because they would hear all this music and be like, "What's going on?" And they just walk right in. We're like,
"Well, yeah.
COVID precautions. You can't be in here right now."
There are advantages to being in our subterranean studios here, the basement. Well, let's hear a scene. We'll recap all the run dates and when you can visit the Savoyard Studio Theater in Bellevue in that shotgun space we were just talking about. Can you describe what we're about to hear?
So this is actually the first scene where Gwendolyn and Cecily are introduced to one another. And as is all too often the case when matters of romance are involved, the two ladies are immediately threatened by each other, but also beholden to the manners of the Victorian society.
Yeah, so I can understand. They must behave as required, yet probably mask their true feelings. Well, let's hear from them. This is the Pittsburgh Savoyards from the upcoming production of The Importance of Being Earnest.
Pray let me introduce myself to you. My name is Cecily Cardew.
Cecily Cardew? What a very sweet name. Something tells me that we are going to be great friends. I like you already more than I can say. My first impressions of people are never wrong.
How nice of you to like me so much after we have known each other such a comparatively short time. Pray sit down.
I may call you Cecily, may I not?
With pleasure.
And you will always call me Gwendolyn, won't you?
If you wish.
Then that is all quite settled, is it not?
I hope so.
Perhaps this might be a favorable opportunity for me, mentioning who I am. My father is Lord Bracknell. You have never heard of Papa, I suppose?
I don't think so.
Outside the family circle, Papa, I'm glad to say, is entirely unknown. I think that is quite as it should be. The home seems to me the proper sphere for a man. And certainly once a man begins to neglect his domestic duties, he becomes painfully effeminate, does he not? And I don't like that. It makes men so very attractive. Cecily, Mama, whose views on education are remarkably strict, has brought me up to be extremely short-sighted. It is part of her system, so do you mind my looking at you through my glasses?
Oh, not at all, Gwendolyn. I am very fond of being looked at.
Mm. You are here on a short visit, I suppose?
Oh, no, I live here.
Really? Your mother, no doubt, or some female relative of advanced years resides here also.
Oh, no, I have no mother. Nor, in fact, any relations.
Indeed.
My dear guardian, with the assistance of Miss Prism, has the arduous task of looking after me.
Your guardian?
Yes. I am Mr. Worthing's ward.
Oh. It is strange he never mentioned to me that he had a ward. How secretive of him. He grows more interesting hourly. I'm not sure, however, that the news inspires me with feelings of unmixed delight. I'm very fond of you, Cecily. I've liked you ever since I met you. But I am bound to state that now I know that you are Mr. Worthing's ward, I can't help expressing a wish that you were, well, just a little older than you seem to be, and not quite so very alluring in appearance. In fact, if I may speak candidly...
Pray do. I think that whenever one has anything unpleasant to say, one should always be quite candid.
Well, to speak with perfect candor, Cecily, I wish that you were fully 42 and more than usually plain for your age. Ernest has a strong, upright nature. He is the very soul of truth and honor. Disloyalty would be as impossible to him as deception. But even men of the noblest possible moral character are extremely susceptible to the influence of physical charms of others. Modern, no less than an ancient history, supplies us with many most painful examples of what I refer to. If it were not so, indeed, history would be quite unreadable.
I beg your pardon, Gwendolyn. Did you say Ernest?
Yes.
Oh, but it is not Mr. Ernest Worthing who is my guardian. It is his brother. His elder brother.
Ernest never mentioned to me that he had a brother.
I'm sorry to say that they have not been on good terms for a long time.
Ah, that accounts for it. And now that I think of it, I have never heard any man mention his brother. The subject seems distasteful to most men. Cecily, you've lifted a load from my mind. I was growing almost anxious. It would have been terrible if any cloud had come across a friendship like ours, would it not? Of course, you are quite sure that it is not Mr. Ernest Worthing who is your guardian.
Quite sure. In fact, I am going to be his.
I beg your pardon?
Dearest Gwendolyn, there is no reason why I should make a secret of it to you. A little county newspaper is sure to chronicle the fact next week. Mr. Ernest Worthing and I are engaged to be married.
My darling Cecily, I think there may be some slight error. Mr. Ernest Worthing is engaged to me. The announcement will appear in the Morning Post on Saturday at the latest.
I am afraid you must be under some misconception. Ernest proposed to me exactly 10 minutes ago.
It is certainly very curious, for he asked me to be his wife yesterday afternoon at 5:30. If you would care to verify the incident, pray do so. I never travel without my diary. One should always have something sensational to read on the train. I'm so sorry, dear Cecily, if it's any disappointment to you, but I'm afraid I have the prior claim.
It would distress me more than I can tell you, dear Gwendolyn, if it caused you any mental or physical anguish. But I feel bound to point out that since Ernest proposed to you, he clearly has changed his mind.
If the poor fellow has been entrapped into any foolish promise, I shall consider it my duty to rescue him at once and with a firm hand.
Whatever unfortunate entanglement my dear boy may have got into, I will never reproach him with it after we are married.
Do you allude to me, Miss Cardew, as an entanglement? You are presumptuous. On an occasion of this kind, it becomes more than a moral duty to speak one's mind. It becomes a pleasure.
Do you suggest, Miss Fairfax, that I entrapped Ernest into an engagement? How dare you! This is no time for wearing the shallow mask of manners. When I see a spade, I call it a spade.
I am glad to say that I have never seen a spade. It is obvious that our social spheres have been widely different.
Oh, that was beautifully done by both of you, Anna and Jordan. The importance of being earnest. And I've never seen fighting without really fighting, but that was it, wasn't it? The two of them are great. So let's talk about the run of the show. The date I have here in front of me, July 15th to 17th. So that's this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then the 22nd to the 24th. And then finally the 29th and 30th. A good long run. And what's the capacity of the theater, Bob? Rob, I'm sorry.
It's a 65-seat theater.
Okay, so what an intimate show, but that also means it's a good idea to consider getting tickets as early as you can, and you could do that at pittsburghsavoyarts.org. We're right online. You can go to the website, click on the big word. Well, first of all, read about upcoming events, too. But then click on the big word tickets, which I just did, and voila, there is all of the information. Anybody else want to add anything about the production or maybe tease us about what else is going to be happening later this year?
So we are unfortunately unable to perform at our usual home for the operas this year because the Carnegie is undergoing some wonderful renovations to fix the plaster and get modern lighting and remove that piece of plywood that looks like it's going to fall on your head for the last two decades. So we are going to be performing at the Masonic Lodge in the North Hills.
Oh, very nice.
So we are doing Gilbert and Sullivan's The Sorcerer in October. And then back in Bellevue, we are doing A Christmas Carol, my own adaptation of it, actually, for our Christmas show. And then in the spring, to conclude our 85th season, we are doing the Pittsburgh premiere of the only Gilbert and Sullivan that's never been performed here, Thespis, which is the lost one where the score was lost and we believe ripped up into other shows.
Wow, that's going to be very exciting. Well, you can learn more at pittsburghsavoyarts.org. Any words from the rest of our reps here today? Always want you to get the last word.
I'll just say that I think this show's really worth seeing. It's been a team of people who are coming in and bringing their all every night. Independently and together, and it's been really beautifully just watching everybody's pieces of the project come together. That's my favorite thing about theater, and I think that's what makes it worth watching.
What all happens, it opens July 15th, and it's great to be able to have live audiences in the house again, so I hope folks will come to see you. Thank you, Savoy Arts.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Soon.
Well, there they go from The Importance of Being Earnest. Didn't they sound good? I hope you enjoyed that preview of a scene from the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. It's birthday time. Somebody you know may have asked us to wish you a happy birthday. And if you listen carefully, you just might hear your name. We begin with Caleb of Beaver Falls. Happy birthday to you from Mom, Dad, Asher, and Jordan. Justin from Casey and family. These birthdays both on July 9th, along with that of Aaron Robert Sanders from your family. On July 10th, we have Caitlin of McCandless from your family, Perry of Denver, Colorado from your family, Neil from wife Lydia, Brian of Zelianople from your extended family, and also Lewis of New Kensington. On Monday, 7-11, we have Lexi of Brighton Heights, Callie, Julian of Chalfont, Celia of Jefferson Hills, Steve of Oakmont. Happy birthday, Steve-O. We all wish you a happy birthday. And Khalil of Rankin. On July 12th, Tom of McCandless, from wife Mary and from us, Zadie in Monroeville from Mike, Mark of Chicago from Mary, Chuck, Paul, the whole family with lots of love, Crescent of McDonald from Mom, Dad, and Myla, Ryan from the Stewart family, Sophia from your family. On July 13th, we have Julie of New Kensington, from Mom, Dad, Abby, Chelsea, Ryan. We have our own Chad Green hitting a milestone on July 13th. And Amy also. On Thursday, we have Gage of Claysburg from your mom, Aaron of Brentwood from Lori Porter and Quinn, Jason of Irwin, Marguerite of Washington from Nellie of North Huntington, Missy of Brighton Heights, Ray and Springdale from wife Franny, and Jordan of Sheridan from your family. We also have an anniversary for Kurt and Marvin. Finally, on July 15th, we have a few birthdays that we also want to salute. July 15th, the birthdays of Georgette of Mooresville, North Carolina, from husband Rick, Sarah from mom and dad, Madeline from brother Ian and parents Susan and Sean, Dominic of Bethel Park, and Eleanor of North Oakland from mom, dad, and Emma.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pair.com. That's PAIR.com.
Well, stick around. More fun to come on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to play Guess Who with you in our next hour. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Charlie's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including smart speakers and slbradio.org/radio.
past to furry wonder. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm glimmer. Shine, little glowworm glimmer. Light the path below above. Lead us all to love.
Everybody march
to
left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. That's the Duck Donald and Kathy Faye. We're going to play Guess Who? Get ready. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. 412-200-5975 is how to guess. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
SLB is proud to collaborate with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. We had a great time this past Thursday with Miss Freddie's Home Cooking Band at Buell Community Park. Join us this week at Nova Place Plaza, the lawn at Nova Place Plaza, here on Pittsburgh's North Side, July 14th, Thursday at 12:15, we will welcome Liz McBride.